This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 tonight. Ian here.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And coming up, maybe some good news, Conan, that we'll be announcing about Black Sheep Rising. Can we talk about that yet?
Yeah, last week I pretty much dropped the ball and said that I was done with the vodcast version of Black Sheep.
The once-a-month show.
Airs on Cheshire TV. I spend a little too much of my time, and I don't see a whole lot of results at the end of the day. And we're talking after the show, and you're like, hey, you know, Monday's available. I'm like, Monday what? What's on Monday? And you're like, oh, yes, there's a two-hour slot, you know, right after Free Talk. It's been open for a little while now. And so I'm like, all right, well, let me think about that. I'll go home and sleep on it and just see what I think, see what I see. And I don't know. It's been calling to me. I've been working on it all week. The other night we did some testing. We used TeamSpeak.
Yep.
So we got on there and we were doing the min max or the min what is it?
We don't need to get all the technical aspects, but yeah,
there's definitely some minor details that make the show sound good, and you can mess it up real easy. You get an echo or
right.
something humming.
So we're pretty much technically ready to roll. Black Sheep Rising going to be coming back as a radio show. Starting Monday.
If everything works out, Monday of next week, starting at 10 o'clock, we'll be up and running.
BlackSheepRising.org. Stay tuned for the details.
That's right.
All right, so if you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, Mark, I know that you wanted to tell us a story about Legos, and specifically the prohibition on young males, specifically kindergarten.
I'll take care of it from here. Legos are near and dear to my son's heart. I can tell you, we talk about Legos a great deal at my house, and he just wants to talk about them. Well,
what is there to say about Legos? I don't know if I've ever said much about Legos. I was into Legos as a child as well, and I just wanted to build them, not talk about them.
The minifigures are big these days, and, you know, he wants to talk about what they're doing in his imaginary world.
The minifigures are the little guys, the little yellow-faced men?
Yeah, they've gone beyond the yellow-faced men, but yes.
Does he collect them? He has
Avengers, the ones that he's big into right now, but he had lots of them from the city setup, which was, you know, firemen and police officers and airplanes and, you know, people in campers and things like that.
So they're no longer yellow little guys? They're different color Legos?
The faces can be different colors depending on the character.
Gotcha.
Depending on which franchise we're talking about, I guess.
Like Star Wars or something like that? Okay.
So anyway, I mean, you know, that's what we do. At my house, we talk about that sort of thing. This story is so bizarre. I've just been on the fence as to whether this thing is real the whole day.
Okay, wow. It's getting mainstream coverage, yes?
It's seattle.cbslocal.com.
That's pretty mainstream. Now, that doesn't mean it's true. There have certainly been times when mainstream media has been picking up a story just because someone else in the mainstream media picked up the story, but ultimately the source of the story was false.
It's true. In this case, I can tell you that cbslocal.com.co is a spoof site.
Okay.
And there was a story recently out about that was a not true story about apparently a dolphin that was supposed to be a Christian anti-masturbatory character
Flapper or something, or Fapper.
Flapper. Something like that. Fapper the Flipper.
Yeah.
And anyway, that story, not true. This story, best I can tell, true.
All right, let's hear it.
And there is a crazy quote in here that just doesn't make any sense to me why somebody speaking to the news would say this.
All right.
Bainbridge Island, Washington, a kindergarten teacher in Washington State is banning the use of Legos among her male students in the name of gender equality.
Well, that doesn't sound very equal.
The Bainbridge Island Review, this is a real newspaper. Yeah. I looked
you
it up.
It. Okay.
I looked the other sites. Yes, there's a girls' swim team they're reporting on. I mean, like everything.
Seems legit.
I went.
Not a satire site. Got it.
It reports that Captain Johnston Blakely Elementary School teacher, that's the name of the elementary school, her name's Karen Keller. She doesn't allow male students to play with the blocks, that's Legos, in order to encourage their use among the female students. She even makes up excuses sometimes to set her agenda in order. Here it comes. I always tell the boys, you're going to have a turn. And I'm like, yeah, when hell freezes over in my head, Keller told the Bainbridge Island Review, I tell them, you'll have a turn because I don't want them to feel bad.
Right, so she's lying to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's disallowing
publicly that she's lying to them.
She's disallowing a group, a minority of students, a group of students. I mean, what if there's fewer boys? There are fewer males born, generally. maybe more males born, fewer males survive. Anyway, whatever it is, there's... You're taking a segment of the class and saying, you can't play with this toy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that segment of the class was girls... You can be darn sure that there would be all kinds of problems.
So there's no problem here is what you're saying? There's no uproar? There's no controversy?
And there will be uproar. There will be uproar and controversy surrounding this. But there, you know, at this point, there's nothing in this story about an uproar.
I see. So this is breaking news, then. This is relatively fresh.
Well, you would think that the parents of these boys would be having things to say, but it's 5 days old as far as the story goes.
Okay. And what was her name? Karen Miller?
Karen Keller.
Karen Keller, okay.
Yeah, and the worst thing is she's actually bringing these guys to a point with promises that are unfulfilled at the end of the day, always. So, I mean, what is that doing to, their little minds? If these promises are being made, they're not being kept.
The government's lying to you and not keeping its promises.
Apparently, it's Bainbridge, not Brainbridge. I thought it sounded.
It is Bainbridge. Yeah, you're right.
Brainbridge.
Excuse me.
From HuffingtonPost.com, the Bainbridge Island Review reported on Karen Keller's alleged classroom rule in October. Keller, who has taught at Captain Johnston Blakely Elementary since 08, said she only let girls play with the popular building blocks. Then they give that same quote. She added that forbidding the boys from using Legos wasn't her initial plan, but after she was unable to entice the girls with pink and purple Legos,
that's right,
she felt that the girls-only Lego club was her only option. After the article came out, Keller was inundated with hateful phone calls and Facebook messages about denying the boys Lego access. The Bainbridge Island School District spokeswoman responded to the backlash on Thursday, claiming that news reports were inaccurate and that Keller had never prohibited the boys from using Legos. The official statement from Ms. Crawford...
No, that didn't happen.
is, quote, following the release of a recent news article, the school district has received inquiries that reflect inaccurate perceptions about student access to Legos in Karen Keller's kindergarten classroom at Blakely Elementary School. In keeping with the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Education grant, Ms. Keller gave girls a designated time to play with building toys during a 30-minute free choice time block in September of 2015. This isolated short-term practice ended in October. All students in all classrooms have and will continue to have access to all instructional and non-instructional materials.
But wait a second. This was the free playtime, and that was clear in this article. So are you telling me that that all the students get to play during the regular time, and then during the free playtime, the boys were disallowed? Is that what you're reading there? Because that's what I heard.
It does sound like the girls did have a designated time during a free choice time block in the month of September.
Sounds,
and that has ended.
Yeah, same thing.
The article that I'm reading brought up a term that I wasn't familiar with. Karen Keller, a kindergarten teacher at Blake Elementary, is tackling the issue of gender equity by not allowing the boys in her class to play with Legos. I guess it's almost the same as equality, but... Basically, it's the process of allocating resources, programs, and decision-making fairly to both males and females without any discrimination on the basis of sex.
Which is the same.
And,
thus
addressing the imbalances of, and benefits available to both males and females. And she's doing the exact opposite.
But so this, I'm
sounds like the school board is trying to cover this up a little bit by saying, well, it was happening, but now it's not happening anymore.
Well, they were saying it wasn't happening, except that it was happening, and now it's not happening.
That's right.
That's what they're saying. And so I think there's a bit more to say about this.
For sure. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
The questioning is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-8682. The advanced O2Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A teacher in, I think it was Washington State, has prohibited her male students from using the Legos in class in order to carve out a special time for the girls in the class who use Legos. We'll continue with that story, and you can join us here.
Anacapulco, which I went to last year, is being held again.
And you loved it last year.
It was really, really awesome. It was a great event. And
first time was last year.
Yeah, that was the first one.
This year, I guess, 2015.
The second one, it went off and had a great. It was a great event, and as a result, they have a lot of really great speakers going this go round. It's the world's first and largest anarcho-capitalist conference. That's what it's being billed as. Jeff Berwick, Jeffrey Tucker, Doug Casey, those are the headliners. You probably, if you're in the sphere of liberty, you've heard those names, and they're a big deal to you.
Yep.
Luke Rodkowski.
Rodkowski.
Yep. Adam Kokesh, Larkin Rose, Roger Veer.
Bitcoin Jesus.
Yeah. Our former co-host, Lauren Rumpler, will be down there. Barry Cooper.
I love Barry Cooper.
A lot of great names. Jedlika?
Something like that.
That's the president of Liberland, who is going to be at the event, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see what's going on. I haven't yet got my itinerary laid out, so don't quote me as going, but I sure liked it, and if I can make it, I'm interested in going. It's the event itself is February the 19th through the 21st, but they have workshops that are scheduled around the main event. So it runs the 17th through the 23rd with these workshops. But I recommend you go to the website at anarchapulco.com. It's anarchapulco.com. And check out the itinerary, see what works for you. They've got all kinds of information on how to get there and that sort of thing. It's at the Grand Hotel in Acapulco. So,
same place?
Yeah. Okay. I guess some people want to come into Mexico City. Some people want to come into the airport in Acapulco. It's up to you. Anarchapulco.com.
Great. What were the dates on that? One more time.
February 19th through the 21st.
All right. Thank you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian Conan and Mark in the studio. So, Mark, you had read this quote from a teacher. Her name is Katie?
Karen Keller.
Karen in the Captain Johnston Blakely Elementary School. She's worked there since 2008, and she stirred up some controversy a few days back by saying, the quote was, let's see, "I'll always tell the boys you're going to have a turn." And I'm like, yeah, when hell freezes over in my head. So that's
outrageous. What kind of person even says that about little kids?
Who says that to a reporter?
I know. That one quote makes this whole story seem not as plausible. And when I saw it like 3 days ago, I said, no, this is not real.
This is a garbage story,
this
right?
This is an onion story.
I can't.
She's just saying what she really thought. I mean,
that's what she was doing. And this is, I guess what I'm saying here is that this is the reasonable outcome of the educational system that we have today. Karen Keller is a product of the U.S. school system, which is, from kindergarten on up through graduate school, is infiltrated and inundated with socialists. The people that some call cultural Marxists. I don't know what the hell that means. But,
sounds really confusing.
I like the term bedwetters.
Okay.
People that are like, oh, you know what? It turns out there's not enough women in science. Now, look. I don't know how many women are in science. I have met a few women in science, and good for them. I'm not saying women should or shouldn't be in science. I think that's who that's up to. The women who want to go in science. Now, if there are places where people are unwelcome for whatever reason, their gender, the color of their skin, that kind of thing. Those people that are they're making the inroads, they're really heroes, they're trendsetters, that kind of thing. I still don't think that's any of our business.
Yeah, a 2003 report by the National Science Foundation says that 30 women account for 30% of the doctorate degrees in science, and only 9% in engineering, which is putting Legos together. So I mean, see. So and is. this article goes into an explanation why the boys might gravitate towards engineering and whatnot. There might be a boys club that is actually preventing the girls from getting in there. And it might be chemicals. It might be the way that we're made.
Well, the story,
I like to put things together. I like to build towers.
Right.
I mean, I'm all about construction, not necessarily, you know, arts and craftsy kind of stuff, or, you know, looking pretty or playing with dolls.
Well, Keller believes one of the reasons, the teacher, Keller believes one of the reasons why there's a lack of female STEM, as it is called, standing for science, technology, engineering, and math. Why is there a lack? She says the reason why there's a lack of those role models is because women are socialized to accept gender stereotypes from an early age.
Yeah.
And there's truth to that.
Yeah, right? I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely believe that women are socialized to accept those stereotypes from an early age.
So,
I mean, look at the pictures of, look at old ads from the 20s, 30s, and 40s with the housewife.
Yeah, sure. She belongs in the kitchen and, you know, things like that.
They're almost horrible. I mean, yeah. They're like slave women.
So, I mean, given that that is a true statement, then you can't blame Ms. Keller for wanting to do something to counteract that. But in this case, what she did went too far, right? Like, by segregating the boys and the girls into their own separate Lego playtimes and then preventing the boys from even getting access to the Legos.
Some say that public school itself is more female-oriented than male-oriented.
I had more female teachers when I was in elementary school.
More female college grads, for sure. I mean, I think it's like 60-40 almost. It's really...
Why don't we make sure that we, you know, I mean, why doesn't Ms. Keller quit so that we have a larger number of male teachers as a ratio? Like, look, okay, so this is my constant rant on this, is that somehow I am to believe that males are the dominant gender in our society. Now, no. I've only lived in one society. We're going to call that society American, or at least East Coast American. I've spent my whole life living east of the Mississippi, you know, barring some travel.
Florida and New Hampshire, two big places for you.
Yeah. So in that particular culture, I have no idea what it's like in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen. I'm only talking about that particular place. In that particular place, I was... you know, raised by a mother who spent more time with me than my father did. Hmm. My father, you know, just he worked hard and he wasn't at home very much. And my parents divorced at 11, and I didn't see him that much. Didn't want to see him that much.
Okay.
My grandmother gave me most of my care. My grandfather's dead. I was raised by exclusively female teachers until the seventh grade. So that's the first 7 years I had no male teachers. Now, these are pretty formative years at this point where we're talking about almost entirely male, there's female dominance in my life. Then only at that point do we have male teachers, and they're still outnumbered by the female teachers all the way through high school. I mean, when does this male dominance take over? Because if you're a woman living in a male-dominated world, I really don't understand. In my house, my wife has the checkbook. She who has the purse makes the rules. You know, like I'd love to live in this world where I was in charge, because I don't.
All right, what do you think about what Mark just said there? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on the Lego restrictions in one Washington State elementary school class. The boys were prohibited from using Legos, at least for a time frame, in September. And there have been a lot of controversy as a result of this. We're going to continue the story. You can also share your thoughts with us at toll-free number 855-450-FREE or call in at Skype. Username is lrn.fm. It's 855-450-3733. Mark, what do you got there in your hand?
I have in my hand the DAD, a D-A-D. It's made by Tiger Light, and it is one of the best non-lethal self-defense products that are available. The DAD is a pepper spray. It's also an LED light combination. So it's a flashlight with pepper spray in it. And it's also got Bluetooth built in to allow the GPS for GPS crowd alert technology.
Whoa.
I don't know that much about it.
I was going to ask what made this different from the previous Tiger Light that we'd advertised in the past, and I guess Bluetooth is one thing that the old one didn't have, right?
Yeah, I believe pricing is a big difference in the two units too. So this is I had the old T100 Tiger Light, which was a great thing, but it was pretty pricey. So check it out. It's great, and you can send yourself or a family member out with this and have more comfort that they're going to be taken care of. The pepper spray in this propels significantly farther than many of the pepper sprays you've seen out there, up to 15 feet. You know, one thing you want to do with an attacker is keep them as far back as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing you need to consider is in many areas, people are going for jogs and that sort of thing. You never know what you're going to meet out there on the trail. And could be mountain lion. You just don't know.
Yep.
Something like this is going to send them away. It's lightweight, water resistant, durable, thanks to its polycarbonate housing, making it virtually indestructible. And you can join the Free Talk Live email list for a chance to win one. If you aren't signed up for our email list, go to freetalklive.com, where you can see the sign up on the right hand side of the page.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. So freetalklive.com, you sign up, and we're giving away on the email list. So there you go. It's a great unit, and I recommend it. I've got one right here. And
looks sharp.
Yep. They're great.
Kind of chromey looking.
Yep. Bright light. And it also does a little flash thing, too, to sort of confuse attackers, but you can just use it regular. So there you go.
All right. What's the website?
Tigerlight.net to get one, but you go to freetalklive.com to sign up for the email list. See if you can win it first.
Okay, very good. And how long does one have to sign up for that that list?
I think we're doing it till the end of the week. I don't have a deadline here.
All right, so don't delay.
Yeah.
freetalklive.com.
Get it done.
Get signed up for the email list. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Let's go to Jeff. He's listening in Illinois to WRMN in Elgin. Hey, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
That teacher should become an engineer.
She can engineer.
I mean, you know, follow her own advice. She's trying to get all the girls to be engineers, right? Well, she should become an engineer. That's her goal, right? Her goal is to see the whole Lego thing is not the end result. Her result is her end outcome is she wants those girls to be engineers. Well, she's not an engineer. What's her excuse? Is somebody telling her she can't? She should be. This is what exactly she should do. She can't become an engineer in a second. She's got to start going to school, and she should announce to the students, say, "Hey, I'm taking classes to become an engineer," and she could be an example to the girls then. See. But see, she's not doing that. She's not doing something she could be doing. She could be herself becoming an engineer. She could be an example to
interesting
them.
Point.
Yeah, she's doing what she likes to do, what she's comfortable doing. And her argument would be, well, she grew up social. She was built that way, and she's doing what she's doing.
Well, that's all an excuse. She should not only that. If teaching is an excuse, she should teach engineering. She could teach pre-engineering to students. But there's more. What do engineers make? $150 a year?
She's arguing that she is teaching pre-engineering to students by teaching them math and
She's a kindergarten teacher. There's no more trite example of teachers, female teachers, than a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, there's not.
I mean, what do they really do? They wipe noses and they. Well, we used to have naps. I
teach some basic math.
They have the reading circle.
Here's math for you. She should bring in 30 $100 bills and lay them down on the desk in front of the students and say, who would like to have these? And, of course, if they're normal, their hands will go up. And she says, here, I'm going to tell you how to get them. Become an engineer, and you'll get this much every week.
Thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight. I appreciate the suggestions.
Engineer's a great job. What was the numbers, did you say, on female engineers? It was less than 10%.
These are actual people who graduated from school to become these, to take on these positions. So it was 30 for science and 8% for engineers. And by the way, we actually, our own Ellen Ball is going to school for science. So she's one of the rare birds.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Well, ladies, think about this for a second. You're going to go into a field where 9 out of 10 of the people you're going to meet are going to be prospective mates.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be, you know, engineers, not known for their social skills,
yep.
Therefore unlikely to cheat. Even better mates. They also are well employed, just like you will be. You'll be already well on your way to making good money, and you'll have a mate who will be making good money. Ladies, it sounds like if you have any proclivity for it, engineering might be a good choice.
That's right. Pick them Legos up and go at it.
Now,
especially the Star Wars Legos.
Because
then you can win his Star Wars nerd heart as well.
Which is true. They have these pastel Legos, and I'm kind of ambivalent on them. You know, like, What's wrong with the primary color Legos that exist? Why do we have to have pastel ones to lure the girls in? Girls don't like primary colors. I'm pretty sure they do. So
yeah, right.
Why did Lego make these? Well, I can tell you they have some sets, and I don't know how they sell compared to the boys' sets, but they do have some girl sets.
Girl sets, okay.
And that's what my son says about them. He says they're girl sets. And, you know, I mean, if you want a set that has to do with horses and houses and these kind of things, you're going to go to the girls' set because they're going to have those choices for you. Unless you want your horse to have armor on it and a knight, in which case you're back to the boys' set.
Yeah.
So, but there's a friend of his, a girl, and that loves Legos, loves coming over and playing with his Legos, and then her birthday just showed up, or was it Christmas? I'm not sure what. We were supposed to be getting presents for her, and I'm like, well, get her Legos. She loves them.
Yeah, that seems like an obvious choice.
And I don't know what happened with the gift. I don't pay that much attention with the gift buying at my house.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether she was purchased a girl set or a regular set.
Mm.
But I was kind of it was something I thought about is, set. What kind of set would we get here?
You could have gotten a Lego gift certificate, I bet, right? Don't they have Legos? The Lego store probably has
Why would you do that when
so
you
she
have
could pick for the one that she wanted?
Purse.com, save at purse.com, and you can get a huge savings.
That's a good point.
So, you know, get her a great set and save 30% on it. Forget the gift certificate and going and paying full boat.
And her parents the next day. Mark, we're so happy that you got a little Jimmy or little Jenny her Lego set. Of course, we took it back immediately and got the girl set because, you know, we're trying to raise a little girl in the family. Wouldn't that have been something?
Yeah.
All right, so what else is there to say about this lady, the teacher? I mean, the school board is basically whitewashing this, saying that the official statement from the school board basically, look, the teacher did have some sort of special time for the girls to use the Legos, but that was during September. It ended in October, and it hasn't been an issue since. And only now is this blowing up as some kind of a national issue because of the outrageous sounding quote from the teacher in this case.
So, by the way, as far as politicians, male versus female politicians in this country, 18% women. In the House of Representatives, 82% men. In the Senate, 20% women, 80% men. And, of course, we have this is 2012. I think we have 7 governors now out of 50 states.
There you go.
So, not only is it Legos, but it's also politics. And I think you mentioned CEOs as well.
Women, the complaint is there's not as many women in national-level politics. And this is what feminists have left, complaining about national-level politics and CEO positions. Mm-hmm. But I'm not... I'm unimpressed by those numbers because, well, women they tend to get more votes than men when they run against men. It's just fewer women run. And when it comes to CEOs, I wonder how many of those CEOs are married.
Oh, and by the way, 54% women are voters. So
there you go.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us at 855-450-FREE.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com. Where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF NSF-53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. It's Skype username, lrn.fm. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support our program, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And there is a brand new feature to the AMP program, something that many amplifiers or listeners of the show have been asking for. And for a while there, it just wasn't something that was really an option just because of the way Bitcoin is set up. But now we do have Bitcoin as an option for those of you who want to amp Free Talk Live. The AMP program is the way for you to get behind Free Talk Live for $5 a month to help us spread the message of liberty as far and as wide as possible, to get on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board, to expand our satellite coverage, which we've done. We're now on in parts of Africa that we weren't before. And you get perks, too. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for it. That's AMP, A-M-P, as in advertise, market, promote, amp.freetalklive.com. When you go and you choose your level of amping, you choose $5 a month. That's the default, sort of the standard request from us. There's also gold, there's platinum, there's $10 and $25, and then there's like a custom version where you can just put whatever amount in you want. You want to do $6, you want to do $60, whatever, it's up to you. You choose the amount that you want, and then on the checkout page, under payment methods, there's a new choice. So we've had for years, the AMP program's been going on since 2005. It was first PayPal only, then a little while after that we added credit cards. And now here we are, 10 years later, finally we have added Bitcoin.
Nice.
And here's a really cool thing about this, is you can now amp the show anonymously with Bitcoin. So normally when you fill out a credit card form, you know, you have to give your billing information over because the credit card processor has to match the card number with your zip code, and you've got to have the right CVV code, and you've got to have the right expiration date. You know, there's all these things. They match your name, they match your zip code, etc. So there's all these data points that the credit card company has to verify to make sure that, you know, it's a fraud check, basically, to make sure that you are who you say you are as much as they possibly can over an internet connection. And obviously, there's still plenty of fraud in that that particular system. With Bitcoin, the way it works is when you're a Bitcoin user, you as the Bitcoin user are authorizing the Bitcoin to leave your wallet. The merchant doesn't have the ability to do that, which was the reason why for a while Bitcoin was impossible to use for the AMP program, because with a credit card or with PayPal, it's the credit card, it's the company, you know, the processor that's authorizing sort of externally your credit card to send them money.
Right.
And so that's why there's the chargeback system. If something goes wrong or someone authorizes a charge that you didn't authorize, you can call your credit card company and put a, you know, you can dispute the transaction. With Bitcoin, you, the Bitcoin holder, are the one who authorizes every single transaction. And so that was why initially when someone said, hey, can you do Bitcoin for AMP? I said, well, no, I don't know of any way to do that because Bitcoin is not set up that way. There's no way that we as Free Talk Live can ping your Bitcoin wallet and say, send us some Bitcoin. It doesn't work that way. It's just that the system is not set up that way.
Well, didn't you used to do gold and silver for AMP, and couldn't you do sort of an annual account that way?
Yeah, we could do that. It's just we haven't had the mechanism, and that's now available. You can prepay for an account with Bitcoin. You can prepay for months. But the way I prefer AMP is to have money coming in every month. I mean, we give people the prepaid option, and some people take that. But I'd rather have the money spread out over time than it all in a lump sum. It just makes it easier for budgeting purposes. And so now we actually have that option. There's Coinbase, which allows people to – so you, if you have a Coinbase account, then you can have Bitcoin in that Coinbase account, and they have a mechanism that will authorize a subscription via Bitcoin. So It's here. The technology is now here to do a subscription-based Bitcoin account. You have to have Coinbase to do that. Or if you just have your plain old Bitcoin wallet, you can just do a prepaid Bitcoin. So you've got two ways to do a Bitcoin AMP now. You can do it prepaid, or you can do it monthly via Coinbase subscription.
Nice.
Very cool. And it's anonymous. So you, if you have an, you know, no one knows about your Bitcoin wallet, and you've signed up with a fake email address and a fake name on the Free Talk Live website, then that's it. No one knows who you are. So if you've been wanting to support Free Talk Live without attaching your name or any identifying information whatsoever, you can now do that with our website. All you have to do is, you know, basically not use your real email address to sign up and everything else. Once you select Bitcoin, you don't have to enter any billing information. It's just not a requirement. Very cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, yeah, protecting your anonymity and allowing you to support Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-N-P as in amp.freetalklive.com. So is there anything more to say on this issue of gender roles and the teacher in Washington prohibiting the boys in her kindergarten class from using Legos and giving the girls an exclusive opportunity to play with the Legos, purportedly to encourage them to be interested in science and math and technology?
I find this this display of sexism parading as gender equality to be utterly stunning. I realize we live in a world where stunning is just a word that's used over and over again, but this is just stunning to me. That a teacher would overtly intend to socially engineer her class to
meet her expectations.
Right.
If she was a real teacher, she would just be throwing all the toys and dolls and Legos out in the room and saying, "Hey, there you go, kids, have at it," and I'll just supervise and let them be happy children playing with what they want to play with and becoming who they want to become in the long run.
Well, and to disallow the boys from playing, it suggests that somehow the boys are disallowing the girls from playing. Are you running that kind of classroom? You're running the kind of classroom where, you know, one group of students can prevent another group of students from playing with a particular item? Are the boys not allowed to play with the dolls? I mean, exactly what's going on there?
Yeah, and that's we might not be seeing that part of the story where maybe the boys were hogging all the Lego space, and the girls who might have been interested weren't getting that opportunity.
It doesn't sound unbelievable that some boys would do that.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
She can't control her classroom in that way. Like she has to.
Maybe this is part of controlling her classroom in that way. In order to give the girl
this
the chance.
This is my son in this classroom, and you're telling him he can't play with Legos because of his gender. You do not belong in a classroom, lady.
Maybe.
Get out there. I'll tell you what. Here's a little gender equality. Here's a shovel. Go work in a construction crew because you are unqualified for this job.
Maybe she needs to buy more Legos. Less dolls, less more crowns, Legos. More Legos. Because that's what it's all about.
And Legos
are
awesome.
More Star Wars Legos. Dang it.
Did they have Star Wars Legos when we were growing up?
I think it was a newer development.
No, they had something. It was like the black spaceship set.
Yeah, Blacktron. I remember that.
And there were many, many different variations.
Space police. So they had a whole space thing that they did before
Star
Wars.
They had the space. I remember that, too. Even, you know, when I'm 10 years your senior, and yeah. We had it, too.
It was probably their way of doing Star Wars without actually having to license Star Wars.
Well, spaceships and rockets and stuff, yeah.
So you can join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Vice News reporting on the scare story surrounding Shatter.
Uh-oh.
Shatter.
What is it, Ian?
It sounds scary, doesn't it? It's a drug that the kids might be using, and it's shattering their brain cells. Is it now? What is Shatter? You never even heard of it, Conan.
Well, I looked it up because it definitely sounds interesting. You say you're using the term Shatter like the police, the enforcers, termed it as such.
The question is, who did it come?
I think it came from the people who made it because the end result, the end product, looks like a sheet of glass with a little coloration to it. So I think it came from the actual the appearance of the end product.
Many of these drugs have names that make them more interesting. Chronic, for instance, is something that they, some brand of weed at one point in the past. I mean, would you really want to use something called Chronic? But the answer is yes, people would.
And I'm suggesting being that you might die from.
And I want to listen. To a rapper named Chronic. It works, right?
So I'm going to tell you more about Shatter here in a few moments. The police in Illinois are warning the public, and it's not just Illinois, about the supposedly extremely potent drug that is gaining popularity in the state, saying it can, quote, cause users to disconnect from reality.
Oh, so can Fallout 4. There's so many things that just, there's so many levels of escape, so many modes of escapism, and just,
Fallout 4 is awesome.
These people.
855-450-3733. So we'll tell you more about Shatter here in moments. Look out, kids. Parents, beware. What is it? It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.